Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Tes Simon Tes. Today's Klal Simon is sponsored Leilei Nishmas Yitzchak Elimelech Ben Akiva Zev Halevi. Today's Shir is sponsored as Refuah Shlema for Yehudis Bas Bela. We're moving on to the next Simon, where the Chayyim deals with the concept of a full malacha versus a partial malacha. Now, this has two applications that Chayav Adam will discuss. The case where a malacha, which has multiple parts to it, there are multiple steps to the malacha. If one individual does not do all the steps, but it's spread out under amongst many individuals, so none of them are Chayav, each one of them has done part of a malacha, they've done part of a malacha, and they're not going to be Chayav. The second application is the concept of two people do the malacha together, means they're doing both of them are doing that physical maisa together. They're helping each other in the physical maisa, and the applications and the rules of that as well. So the Chayyim says, "Enu chayav ad sheyaseh kol malacha levadoi mitchila ad sof." The Chayyim requires that the person does the whole malacha by himself, from beginning to end. So he's saying by himself as opposed to with somebody else. And mitchila b'tzayif means all of the steps of the malacha. And also rak miksasa, if a person does only part of some of the steps. So he gives an example. The malacha of hitzah has three parts to it. And there has to be, we have an item which is a state of rest, and we uproot it from a state of rest. So it is at this point in time considered resting. It's part of this room. It's in the Rishus HaYachid. The act of uprooting it from its place is the beginning of the process of it. So the person then transfers Rishus from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and the person then places it down in Rishus HaRabim. So there are three steps to the process. So the malacha is not carrying out. The malacha is taking something which is very happily in its state of being inside and recreating that state of being outside. It moves from being an item which is an inside item to becoming an item which is an outside item. As long as the person is moving with it, the person will not be chayav. So if a person picks up an item, walks outside and continues going without stopping, he's not chayav yet. He'll only be chayav when he stops. We hold that hanochas aguf is kanochas chepetz. Stopping the body with intention to stop to be at rest, it's considered that the item is on the ground as well. The item is on the person, and the person is on the ground, and the person stops to be there, so the item is considered to be placed on the ground. But you need to do that. As long as he's walking, the third stage of the malach has not been completed, and will not be chayav. So now, theoretically, we could have a situation where one person does the akira, the act of uprooting it in Rishus A, and transfers it to B, who does the halacha. So neither one has done all of the steps of the malacha. The person who was inside stuck his hands outside with the chepetz in his hand. So the chepetz is not in a state of rest, even though his hand is in a state of rest. His hand is attached to his body. His body is inside. His hand is outside. So we cannot call that the hand is a state of rest in the outside because it's attached back to the inside. So he has not completed the mitzvah yet. But he's been accurate. He did the akira. And then somebody else took it from this individual. So the second person has done the hamlacha. But he did not do the akira. Did not uproot it to the first stage. He just took it once it's already in the Rishus HaRabim, and he did the equivalent of putting it down by taking it into his hand. And it's like it's sitting on the ground. Okay. But each one only did half of the malacha. The first one did the akira without the halacha. The second one did the halacha without the akira. So now the one is going to be chayiv. So Nimsa Sharishan also akira, Mashadi also halacha. Shnei Baturim. This is an Issa Rabbanan. This will be relevant in a situation where a person is outside with an item which can't be left outside and it can't be carried, the Erev has fallen down, and they have a baby with them. They need to get the baby inside. So we will allow in that situation this type of idea of individuals not doing a complete malacha as a way to bring the child from outside to inside. So that is one type of a shtimes also. Each one did part of the malacha. The malacha has multiple parts, and each individual only did part of the malacha, not the whole thing. The next example will be in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.